When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, John Bishop, Michael Sevier with you today. Tomorrow, Matt Foster will be filling in, formerly of KETV News Watch 7.
And then producer
Josh will be in because it's
Movie Club
Friday.
And One Beer Friday.
Yeah, you don't want me for that.
And it'll be nice to be in studio.
No help for that.
Also got...
For Movie Club?
No, the One Beer Friday.
Yeah, because Michael doesn't... Yeah. He doesn't do that anymore.
I don't partake.
That's why I was confused.
Matter of fact, I didn't even partake when I did partake. I was never a beer guy.
No, that's right. You
never
were.
A beer guy.
But you were a interviewer guy.
I was.
Of Matt Rhule.
Yeah.
So you did a pre-spring interview.
No, this was this would have been in August.
Oh.
It was 11 days before. Actually, wrote
oh,
it down.
Oh, this is last
this
year.
This is last year.
Oh.
It was 11 days before his new career here at Nebraska's head coach was starting. The first two things I asked him were off the air. Just wanted to, if I needed to ask him. First one was, did he have a chance to talk to Bill Callahan or Bo Pelini? Because you know he had talked to a bunch of coaches.
Yes, he had.
He had talked to Bo, but he had not talked to Bill. The other one was, I said, have you thought at all about moving from the east sideline to the west sideline because of the sun? And he goes, well, I've heard some stuff. Maybe that might be something we think about. But I don't think we've gotten that far yet. So I didn't ask him the question as part of the original, the whole interview. I asked him beforehand. But I did ask him about him being detail-oriented because he's big on, like, you know, the grass field and little things, right? Little tiny things. Multi-time zone travel was one of his big things, right? Concerned about that.
Considering he, in the NFL,
would
go from Carolina across the country.
Right. So I asked him in that. I said, do you feel you'll be able to get the little things right? Do you think they got the little things right last year?
No.
No.
They struggled.
Second question was about Jeff Sims and what did he see from Jeff Sims in the portal that made him think he could be a starting quarterback here at Nebraska? You think that went well? No.
No.
Okay. he did say, I asked him about the O-line, was the third question. A lot of criticism. You think they're going to be better. Why will they be better? In the end, they were better than we thought,
right? Yes, they were. Yes, yes. They were definitely better than we thought.
Yes. Then I got into the fact that the 3-3-5 was what they ran in Albuquerque when I lived there and when I covered New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky Long, obviously. Yep. I talked about that, and I said, are you worried that in the Big Ten with the 3-3-5 that you might get the ball run down your throat a little bit? And he said, last year they ran a 4-3, and they were last in the Big Ten. We can't get worse than that. And in the end,
it was fine.
It was fine.
It was absolutely fine.
Gave up less than, what, 3.6 yards a carry, something like that? Because it went up. It was really low. They were like second to the best behind some team, and then it kind of started coming back as we got in the Big Ten season.
I'll look that up on my defensive spreadsheet.
Then I asked him if he was comfortable with the top six receivers that he had.
Uh-huh.
Did he feel good about the receivers? And he was a little concerned in terms of his answer. This was after Xavier Betts had left and everything. How do you think that top six did last year? They didn't get that deep, right?
No.
And then they had injuries.
Yeah.
So it didn't work out.
No.
Didn't have time to work out at all. This is the big one. I said, is there a secret sauce to winning close games? Doesn't matter where you go back to except for a small window under Bo Pelini, they lose close games.
Yep.
How can you turn that around?
Yep.
That did not turn around.
No.
That did not turn around.
No, it did not.
Did not at all.
Especially at the end of the season.
Which is crazy to think about. Because even though he had a good answer about it, it still just didn't get it fixed.
The rush defense last year.
Was it lower than that? Was it like 2.8?
It was 2.9.
2.9, okay.
2.96.
Yeah, that's pretty darn good.
Only twice did a team crack 4 yards a carry in a game. Michigan, obviously. But that was only 4.8. I mean, 4.8 is still good.
Yeah.
Very passable. But when you compare it to 2022 had 1, 2, 3, 7,
right?
Four times that were higher than 4.8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just going off of last year's high.
Right.
The only other team that cracked 4 yards a carry was Iowa, and they barely got to 4.
Because 2022 was the year where in the first six games they could not tackle.
No.
Until they got rid of Chenander, right? And they switched over to Bush,
right.
And all of a sudden they got
back. Yeah, in the first four games, they had given up an average of 233 yards on the ground.
Right, right.
It took until the Michigan game, which was game five, to, for the season, clear 200 and blah, blah yards per game. Oh. Because in the first four games last year, Nebraska only gave up 185 rushing yards.
They were number two in the country, I remember, because it was somebody like Georgia State or somebody was number one. And they weren't even getting counted because they weren't a real, whatever the team was, it was a team that had moved up.
Yeah.
Is it George Mason? Who was that team last year that moved up and they had a great pass rusher and he couldn't be considered for All-American status because they were still in there?
Yeah. Oh,
the, not George Mason, right? It's,
no,
not, it's like
no,
that kind of
it was,
name of a president or something. Can't remember what that was.
It wasn't James Madison.
James Madison, I think.
James Madison.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah. Other than James Madison, for a long time, Nebraska was number two. Then I asked him about having younger, older players and what he thought about that. He had a great answer about, you know, obviously you got to stay old somehow. You got to figure out, but you got to be able to get your young guys in.
Yep.
And then the last one was play calling near the end zone, red zone play calling. You know my thing, finishing drive rate is huge.
Yep.
All that is great. And he had a really good answer about how he was going to do it and everything, but that was really another Achilles heel for this team.
Yes, it was.
Scoring inside the red zone. And you're going to score inside the red zone in college football, you got to be able to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Or have a quarterback that can really run the ball well. Most of the time they scored, it was from 40 yards out.
Yeah, it was. Way too many.
Yeah.
I mean, not way too many big plays. You liked having big plays, but
yeah, you want big plays.
You're going to need to be able to score when that field just condenses and there's no room to operate.
When you cross the 40, your opponent's 40-yard line, you must score at least 4 points. You must. Now, obviously, you're not going to score 4 points.
Yeah, but if this is average, the average. This is the aggregate.
If you go over four, you're good. The average last year, I think, in Power 5 was like 4.1, 4.2. The best teams are in the fives and the fives and a halves.
Mm-hmm.
Not getting a lot of field goals. They're scoring a lot of touchdowns. Nebraska turned the ball over, if I remember correctly, and I have the stats somewhere, 9 or 10 times. Turned the ball over 9 or 10 times in the process of that horrible finishing drive rate they had. So then you count the missed field goals. You missed the couple times they went for it on fourth down, and you count the amount of times they turned it over.
Turned
it was
it
like
over.
19 times they got nothing. I'm saying you got to get at least four, and that many times you get nothing.
And what was
and
their
they still
average?
Won five games. I think it was right about 3.9. I have it written up somewhere. I think it was around 3.9 because they didn't do it a lot, but there were too many times where they got nothing.
And that kills your average.
Yeah. It's brutal to think that when I get across the 40 line, at least give me a chance at a field goal. There were too many times they didn't even get a chance at a field goal.
No, because they turn it over.
Yeah.
And that's why you lose those close games.
It's crazy to think about that. They
it
still,
is.
They still won. They still won five
and were in position to win the
more,
six.
Right?
Well, we counted it up, you know, not long ago. Better quarterback play, what would it, I mean, you beat Minnesota. You beat Maryland. You beat Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
You beat Michigan State. There's four wins right there.
It's crazy.
That's a 9-win season. So, coming up, a little baseball. Creighton won last night to sweep the series. Also, Dion has been begging in the YouTube chat. This has already been on the plan, Dion. Not you, Dion, but the other Dion, the one in Colorado.
I know that guy.
Good story from Max Olson in The Athletic.
That was a well-done story.
About
Researched.
The refugees from Dion's first batch of cuts. And the response since then has been rather fascinating on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.